It may sound simple, but do you really know who you really are? Honestly? Most of us don't know who we are, and I would add to this, often forget who we are on a daily basis, especially when faced with a testing situation in different areas of our lives. We tend to spend too much time as our false self and not as our true self. The simple reason is that we tend to tailor our psychology and therefore our personality, certainly in challenging situations, to be what we and or others around us think we should be. Too many of us are afraid to be ourselves. This is often without any tangible evidence to suggest there is anything wrong with the way we think, feel, talk, and act. So what tends to happen? We live in our false self that ironically can often have the very effect we don't want it to have. Now, say for instance you're at a party and everyone around you seems to be having a great time, talking and laughing loudly. And let's say you're, how shall I put this, not yet warmed up. In fact, you're feeling rather understated and even underpowered, which is in direct contrast to, although you might unwittingly feel it's in direct conflict with, the mood and actions of most, if not all, the other people there. You don't want to feel left out or look like a party pooper or a wallflower. You don't like being the odd one out, so you start acting like everyone else, so you fit in. It's your conscious reaction to your initial subconscious mind's instinctive and uncomfortable reaction. The thing is, though, you don't enjoy yourself. The chat is quick and meaningless. The people you strike up conversations with soon move on in a friendly and sometimes relieved way. Your jokes or attempts at them fall flat, and people don't look like they want to invite you into their little groups, all of whom seem to be happily engaged with each other in chat and banter. In other words, you're not really wanted. This is because you're being inauthentic. You're living as your false self. So you need to know what your false self is so you can be aware of it, deal with it, and then revert to your powerful and positively impactful true self. Now, your true self won't try too hard to say or be something you're not. You just act naturally as your true self. And the chances are the people you strike up conversations with will enjoy them, as will you. Your jokes or attempts at them are more likely to hit the mark, and people will look like they want to invite you into their little groups because there's something invitingly different about you than the vast majority of others there who are probably being in their false selves. The thing is, you need to know what your true self and your false self is. So let's do an exercise to reveal these and therefore reinforce your true self while diminishing your false self significantly. So let's start with your false self. Recalling your false self. So I want you now to remember a time when you didn't feel great about yourself. You felt awkward, angry, or agitated. You could have been at a very boring meeting with the wrong partner that people said was perfect for you, at a party you longed to escape from, etc. Now recall everything about that experience so you can see it as it's happening now. What are you doing? Where are you? Who are you with? What time of day is it? Is it sunny or gloomy? What are you wearing? What are you saying? What is the response? How are people acting towards you? How do they make you feel? How do you feel? Recall everything about it as if you are there now, in a movie. Now add as much colour, sound and feelings as possible, especially emotion. Now write down a series of adjectives that describe you during that experience. Try to come up with at least 10 words that encapsulate you in this movie. You know, whether it be insincere, awkward, brittle, bitter, resentful, inadequate, whatever those adjectives are. When you've written them out, sit back and look at the list. How does it make you feel? Well, that is your false self. Do you want to be that person anymore? No, let's hope not. Now, let's go on to the next part of the exercise. Finding your true self. I want you to remember a time when you felt completely and utterly you. You felt supercharged, funny, passionate, alive, and utterly in the moment. You felt unstoppable. Now recall everything about that experience so you can see it as it's happening now. What are you doing? Where are you? Who are you with? What time of day is it? Is it sunny or gloomy? What are you wearing? What are you saying? What is the response? How are people acting towards you? How do they make you feel? How do you feel? Recall everything about it as if you are there now in a movie. Now add as much colour, sound and feelings as possible, especially emotion. Now write down a series of adjectives that describe you during this experience, this movie. Now try to come up with at least 10 words that encapsulate you in that movie. You know, were you empowered, inspiring, funny, perceptive, empathetic, dynamic, those sort of adjectives, you know, but ones which are true to how you see yourself in that movie. Now, take time to reconnect, to lock onto the wavelength, and to feel the strength it gives you. This is your true self. When you've considered these adjectives carefully, sit back and look at the list. Does this sound like you? I hope so. So run through the movie in your mind again if you wish, and experience the emotion still further. Is there anything else that needs to be added to this movie to reinforce your true self and what it is and who you are and what it means to you? Read the list out loud. It should feel solid and comforting and reassuring, and should slot back into your subconscious like an old friend. You have just reconnected. Do you recognize this person? And are you ready to become them again? If you're afraid that other people may not like your true self, then you really need to think about what will happen if you stay in your false self for the rest of your life. So write down the list, and it reinforces the negative feelings. In other words, it reinforces the fact that you want to act and be in your true self. And this is the third part of the plan to discover who you really are. Your true self triumphing over your false self. Now write out the two lists. Your true self list should be in your favorite color and in as large a font as possible. Make the letters huge. Your false self list should be in something bland and in a much smaller script. Stick both of them up on the wall beside you, or have them in an easy and noticeable place on your computer or other electronic device. This way you have a constant and strong reminder of your true and false selves. They bear no resemblance to each other. One is rich in energy, life and possibility, and the other is dispiriting, hopeless and dark. But it's more than just knowing the difference. It's about living as your true self every single day. So look at the list of adjectives in your true self list on a daily and certainly weekly basis, and go back to the movie from which those characteristics were drawn. Now, you have an additional option here to embed your true self in your subconscious. During that movie, what type of animal did you most resemble? What kind of creature leaps to mind and feels right to you in terms of your true self animal? Then return to the false self list. What species of animal does that bring to mind? Now, contrast the two creatures. Which would you rather be? In which case, squash, eat, destroy the false self animal with your true self animal. Okay, please pause this program for now and do the relevant accompanying exercise that comes with a worksheet for this lesson. This is important because this exercise is going to help you embed what you're learning here psychologically, so you become much more effective practically. In other words, how you now apply these skills to become more successful in the real world. And when you've completed this exercise, then please continue enjoying the lesson. Thank you. Now, this is a key exercise that you can keep coming back to. This practical psychological exercise helps program your mind, especially your subconscious mind, so you reinforce more deeply an even greater positive belief in yourself so that it becomes a natural habit. And then you'll be spending much, much more time living and therefore succeeding as your true self. So what have you learned in this lesson? That too many of us, and perhaps this has been you too, on occasions, spend too much time living as their false self. In other words, being something and or someone you're not to try and achieve what you want to in your work life. But you've learned how to work out what and who your false self is. And even better, you've also discovered what and who your true self is. Then you found out how to reinforce the latter both psychologically and practically. Now, coming up in the next lesson, you discover the five easy steps to define and live your true values. So, onwards.